Behind you, there's always someone around. This is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
The name of this song is Don't Worry About the Government.
Yeah! good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I'm so happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
Yes, me.
Masters of War. Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind discs. I just want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. Where a war can be won, you want me to believe. But I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire. Then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. Oh, threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know? To talk out of turn, you might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know. Though I'm younger than you, that even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find, when your death takes its toll, all the money you made don't ever buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I watch while you're lured down to your deathbed, and I stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
Like to eat. I know a coffee shop down on 52nd Street, and I don't need no fancy food, and I don't need no fancy wine, and the show don't need the tears you cry. Till the next time we say goodbye. Till the next time we say goodbye. Till the next time we say goodbye. I've been thinking of you. Second Street ain't a very likely place for you and I to meet. Watching the snow swirl around your head and round your feet, and I'm thinking to myself, it surely looks a treat. Till the next time we say goodbye. Till the next time we say goodbye. Till the next time that we kiss goodnight. Thank you.
your ears, but they can't kill mine. You're losing recipes of let me down. You're losing recipes, surely let me down. Till the next time we say goodbye.
freeway blacks out the night. There's a slipping on the stairway, just don't feel right. And there's a rumbling in the bedroom and a flashing of light. Here's the old laughing lady, everything is all right.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Down the dark. They were as fed up as I was, waiting outside after putting blame on you.
We'll be right back. Yeah. Making the bomb!